Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second. The second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting third. The left fielder, Hiney Maynish. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Wiltz. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Hal Wiltz. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Grabowski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hiney Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a line drive towards third. Dugan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schulte. Combs reaches second base with a double. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig strikes out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig takes first base on ball four. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress takes first base on ball four. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gehrig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock takes first base on ball 4. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. Pennock moves to second. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pennock moves to third. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazare fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-1 in the game. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wiltz fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Lazare is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazare is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazare strikes out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-1 in the game. Dugan hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kress hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0 for 1 in the game. Grabowski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pennock hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 1 in the game. Mannion strikes out. Grabowski drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Mannion out. One out. Hal Wiltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiltz is 0 for 1 in the game. Wiltz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 1, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0 for 2 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 2 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gehrig is hit by the pitch. Ruth moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0 for 2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ruth scores. Gehrig moves to third. It's 2-0, Yankees. Boom Boom Beck now pitching. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehrig tags and scores. Lazzari tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 2 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dugan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 0 for 2 in the game. Brannan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maynisch hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz hits a fly ball into left field. Musial settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski is 0-for-2 in the game. Grabowski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pennock bunts in front of the plate. Mannion fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ruth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Gehrig hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Schultz. Gehrig reaches second base with a double. There goes Ruth trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to third. Two outs. Bob Musial is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musial is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Musial is hit by the pitch. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0-for-3 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. Gehrig scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Yankees. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 4, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-2 in the game. Mannion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Guy Sturdy pinch hits for Boom Boom Beck. Guy Sturdy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sturdy hits a pop-up towards short. Koenig settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mannion moves to second. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0 for 3 in the game. Brannon hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 0. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.